You're listening to WBEZ. We're providing context and analysis on the results of the Illinois primary election. Let's turn to some congressional races now. The Jackson family dynasty is likely to return to the U.S. Congress. That after Jonathan Jackson, the son of the Reverend Jesse Jackson, emerged as the winner in a 17-candidate Democratic primary race for the 1st District. WBEZ's Mariah Wolfel has more.
Jonathan Jackson gave his victory speech at the DuSable Museum of African American History last night.
I love the South Side of Chicago.
The 1st District stretches from Chicago's Bronzeville neighborhood through Chatham, Englewood, and into the southwest suburbs of Will County. It is so heavily Democratic, Jackson is likely to beat his Republican challenger in November.
I've been taught to lift as I climb. The South Side is going to Washington, D.C. with me. When I win, you win.
Jackson beat a Chicago alderwoman, state senator, nonprofit leader, and a community activist in the primary race. They all threw their names in the ring after incumbent Bobby Rush announced he'd retire. Rush, who founded the Illinois Black Panthers, was first elected in 1992, continuing the stronghold of black political power in the 1st District.
I want to thank Congressman Bobby Rush for his 30 years of service. That is remarkable.
The Jackson family's patriarch, Jesse Jackson, cried on stage as results rolled in. Jonathan would bring the Jackson name back to Congress. His brother, Jesse Jackson Jr., is a disgraced former congressman. In his victory speech, Jonathan Jackson told supporters he'll prioritize bringing grocery stores to the South Side, combating the, quote, epidemic of gun violence, and improving life expectancy rates for South Side Chicagoans. Mariah Wolfel, WBEZ News.